Listener supported Christian radio, Life 100.3. That was Unspoken, You've Always Been. And joining me from Mind Joy Counseling and Training in Kawartha Lakes is Anne Marie Covert. Everyone grieves differently, but grief can not just devastate people, sometimes it can decimate them. And that's not healthy, but it's also not healthy to go right back into work after your spouse died or your parent died. So how do you navigate that dichotomy?
Yeah, I'm actually very passionate about this. Very early in my career, I became acquainted with how much grief can affect people's mental health. And there's a pattern where in society and our culture today, we've not been taught to grieve well. And grief is a funny thing in terms of, it's not funny, but it's this interesting thing where it's almost like energy or like something physical, and it absolutely exists if we don't process it. Even if we delay it by 20 years, one day it will show up because it still exists and something needs to be done with it. And so to learn how to grieve well can help people move forward. And people that get stuck in grief have not been taught how to grieve well.
Yeah. What does it mean to grieve well for you, Anne-Marie?
So in the Bible, we have examples where, you know, if someone died, you put on sackcloth and ashes and you wept and you wailed for like a week and your neighbors came and your whole community grieved with you. And then people could move forward because they had that time of intense grief and suffering. And today it's like maybe you get a bereavement day or two. People might send you a few cards, but then life goes on as normal. And so people get stuck because they actually haven't lamented enough and they haven't been supported in enough community. And so grieving well means being aware of the stages of grief. There are 5 stages of grief. And watching as you go through those stages, and you can have people come around you to help you go through those stages, whether you're in shock or you are angry or you're bargaining, saying, what if I did this? Or what if they did that? Would this have not happened? Or maybe you're in the depression stage where you're just feeling the depths of the sorrow, or maybe you're eventually at the acceptance stage. Society, we say, jump to acceptance, which is the 5th stage. And the problem is there is a lot to pass through before you get there, and we need to give it the space for people to do that.
Yeah, such a delicate subject. Anne-Marie, you handle this so well, and I do hope you've been helped just thinking through a little bit more of the stages of grief and how this really needs to be countercultural as we consider what the Bible teaches us. All right, we are going to get back to the tunes. Courtney Ramirez and Apollo LTD team up for a new one. Life is Good is next.